Honolulu Civil Beat's reality check today takes us out to the garden, community gardens, that is. Reporter Claire Caulfield joins us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So you are focusing on the west side and the lack of community gardens out there.
Yes, there is certainly a growing call across the island for more community gardens, but this article really focused on the west side because we heard so many people living out on the west side about, you know, why their asks for community gardens have been turned down over the years.
Now, I recall when Mayor Frank Fossey started this concept of community gardens, and it was really mainly in town, I think, for a lot of the, you know, apartment dwellers, right? So they have a little plot of land that they could play around in.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I looked back through the archives to understand why these gardens were first opened. And while there were definitely mentions of like, oh, the physical health benefits, oh, it reduced my grocery bill, the main focus of this program was offering a fun recreational activity for those apartment dwellers you mentioned, because other people, you know, had yards. They could garden. Apartment dwellers didn't. So it really made sense that in the 70s, these gardens were opened in Honolulu. Urban core. And you even see that when the garden was open in Kaneohe in 1977, it specifically mentioned that they opened it in that area for residents of a newly constructed apartment building. Mm-hmm. But over the decades, the rest of the island has urbanized and gardens haven't followed. So that was one part of kind of the tension in this piece.
And so I think folks may know these community gardens because some of them are in city parks, but there are other gardens that really aren't part of this system.
Yes, so there are other opportunities to grow community or to grow your own food across the island. But part of the reason I looked at the parks program was because it is publicly funded. And there's a real changing perception about community gardens. Like I said, they were started recreational activities, but now the conversation about community gardens is really about how they can bring about more equity. And so we're thinking about food security. Could these gardens be placed in areas where people need an opportunity to lower their grocery bills? Can it aid in self-determination and food sovereignty? And that was one thing that really came up a lot when I talked to people for this article.
And I recall during the pandemic when the city tried to close those community gardens, there was a bit of pushback saying, well, you know, we want our gardens. It's necessary for our health. We want access to our food. And I think there was some pushback because they didn't really want a lot of government interference. But I can see how the city would want to get these kind of in line and all on the same playing field, if you will.
Yes, there has been a lot of political activity around community gardens in the past year. So yes, when the first Honolulu lockdown started, people who, you know, really invested a lot of time and effort in their gardens were worried that they wouldn't be able to tend to their plants and their food. And then that particular part of the order was lifted, and so people who were in the community gardens were able to go back into their gardens. And then actually that's part of the reason this story came across my desk, because there is an unofficial community garden at Pu'uokapale, which is really focused on native plants. And when one of the people who tends that garden tried to show up when the lockdown order was lifted, she learned that that specific garden in Kapale didn't count because it wasn't one of the official community gardens. And so for her, it felt like another way that residents on the west side were being left out of opportunities.
And so what does the city say about possibly opening up more of these gardens on the west side?
Yeah, so I spoke very briefly with the director of the Parks and Recreation Department. You know, she's newly appointed, so she didn't have a set plan yet, but she did say she's supportive of opening more community gardens. She's a graduate of University of Hawaii's Master Gardener program, so she said she's supportive, and I'm hoping to see some sort of game plan for the future of the community garden program soon, and hopefully be able to highlight that on Civil Beat, whatever form it takes.
Yeah, and then you folks are I guess launching an emphasis to include more stories on the west side, so this is certainly an interesting one to look at, you know, if the community wants it, and see how the city responds and opens up and maybe make that one medicinal garden a part of that official garden community garden system.
Yes, we definitely want to hear more from residents on the west side about what kind of coverage they want to see and the vision they see for their communities in the future.
All right. Thanks so much, Claire Caulfield.
Thank you for having me.
That was reporter Claire Caulfield with today's reality check. You can read her garden story at civilbeat.org.